Hello, 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 everybody. KDC here, KDC Movement, back again with another episode. Want to talk about today, take back your authority. Take back your authority. Your authority is your God-given right. And I'm not just referring to your right to the tree of life as it talks about over in Revelations 22 and 14. No, I'm referring to the power that God has given us over the enemy. For some of us, the enemy is wreaking havoc in our life. Things have become overwhelming. You're laying awake so many sleepless nights, stressful days, crying at night. Wanting to throw in the towel. No, take back your authority. In Matthew 16 and 19, Jesus is talking to Peter here. And he says, and I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Then if you go over to Luke 10 and 19, Jesus is talking to the 70 that he appointed and sent out in verse 1. And he tells them, behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Now, if you go back up to verse 17, The people were happy because they saw and they experienced for themselves that the demons came subject to the name of Jesus. James 2 and 19 says, thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. God has given you power over any and every obstacle that you may be facing in your life. If we go over to Mark 11 and 23, Jesus is responding to Peter. And he says here, for surely I say to you, whosoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, who does not doubt in his heart, but believeth that thing, those things he says, he says it will be done. He will have whatever he says. If thou believest in thy heart and not doubt, but believe those things on which he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Verse 24 goes on to say, therefore I say unto you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. Take back your authority. Cast the devil out of your house. Cast him out of your mind now in the name of Jesus. Every area of your life that you see the enemy trying to reel his head, cast him out. Oh no, there's no place for him in your life in the name of Jesus. The enemy is an opposer and he is a deceiver. And we cast him out in the name of Jesus. You have a right to peace. You have a right to joy. You have a right to healing. You have a right to prosperity. Yes, you may get angry. You may experience some things. But use your authority to counsel every way of the enemy. Be the head and not the tail. Be the lender and never the borrower. Be free, because you've cast aside every weight and you've cast your cares upon him, because he cares for you. Take back your authority.